Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, my next guest is a food stylist based in Kildare, whose work has appeared in Game of Thrones, Little Women, Penny Dreadful, and dozens of TV campaigns as well. So if you find yourself starving at midnight, one of Anne-Marie's designs is probably the reason. She's got some big projects under her belt already and more to come in the next year or so. But how do you end up researching how to make a mutton stew vegan for a picky actor or burning chicken on a barbecue so a dinosaur can destroy it? Well, Anne-Marie Tobin is the woman who knows, and she's with us now. Anne-Marie, thanks for being here. Listen, a food stylist. First of all, what does a food stylist do?
Hi, Dave. Basically, a food stylist prepares food for the camera. And this can involve anything from cooking Christmas dinner brochure to breading the perfect slice of toast with oozing butter or bubbling pizzas for commercials. And I can work for magazines, commercials, cookery books, video and film.
I'm just thinking of something here. That if Game of Thrones, I mean, programme number 29, if I remember rightly, is The Red Wedding. Fantastic, big feast for everybody. And then it all went horribly wrong. Do you get the big feasts together for Game of Thrones?
No, I only worked on season 4 for Game of Thrones, but I've worked on big feasts for Penny Dreadful,
oh, yeah.
Little Women. Yeah, I've done many, many banquets at this stage. They're great fun to organise.
But also the type of food. I mean, like if it's something from 200 years ago, that has to be different than something from now.
Absolutely. And that's the great fun, is actually doing all the research for it, you know. There's not many cookery books for 200 years ago or 500 years ago. So sometimes your research takes you to different places like galleries and paintings. I mean, paintings are fantastic because paintings are like from 500 years ago are like movies from now. You know, they showcase the costumes, the lighting, the food, the composition and whatnot. So, yeah, I get a lot of ideas from paintings and obviously from books as well.
Well, then some of the productions that you've worked on, tell us a little bit about some of those, from like all the gothic horrors to whatever, to ads for Denny, whatever.
I worked on Penny Dreadful for 3 seasons, and that was great. It was Victorian Gothic. We'd be preparing banquets for the big house, to working doing food in the asylums, to what the merchants were eating. It was all across the board and different foods, and so I worked on.
Well, there's Dracula Untold, there's Mary Shelley, but there's also, did you do something to do with Jurassic Park?
I did, yeah. We did Jurassic Park last year, actually, a trailer for Battle at Little Rock. It was a barbecue scene. So one day I spent a whole day burning drumsticks, which was good. And then in the scene, the dinosaur comes and topples over the trailer, and it was all Greek salad, and all the Greek salad went flying. So that was kind of cool.
Okay, but like the research, as you say, especially for the older stuff, can take you to like very different time periods. So would you actually go and look, when you say paintings, would you go to galleries and check things out?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And obviously also you would liaise with the other people in the art department, what theme they want to come across. Very often you might be given a colour scheme.
Yeah.
Even just the fruits. It could be really, really subtle, but it could be everything has to be apricot coloured or everything needs to be dark or red or whatever. And you would have to adhere to that in the greenery and the garnishes you'd put on things, or make things really bloody if it was for vampires or whatever.
And in going to the galleries, would you see pretty quickly, which I've never thought of really necessarily, that, you know, what the hoi polloi would have been eating, or like, you know, the kings and queens and types and royalty, and what the peasants would be eating, and how different it is?
Well, yeah, I mean, and most times, obviously, the higher classes are depicted more frequently than the lower. But I remember when I was doing research for the Victorian times, we discovered if you were rich, you consumed an awful lot of meat and you drank an awful lot of port and wine and whatnot. But if you were poor, you ate predominantly grains and vegetables. And occasionally, maybe once or twice a year, you would have access to meat. So in many ways, maybe if you were poor back in Victorian times, you might have had a healthier diet than the wealthy, really, which is kind of interesting.
Mm. And out of all of that, what's been your favourite project? I mean, do you prefer movies and TV and using your imagination, or do you want everything to look as kind of perfect as possible?
Do you know, I love the fact that I have the variety of it all. The other day I was doing a commercial and we did maybe 15 takes on something to make it absolutely perfect. But the week before, we were tearing food apart for a movie. And it's kind of, it's all good. Maybe it's because I'm a Gemini. I like it all.
But there is an element of engineering to the whole thing. I mean, if you walk into your McDonald's and you say, I'll have that one up there, you don't get what it looks like in the picture, I can tell you. So we all know that a Big Mac in real life doesn't look like the one in the ads on telly either or whatever. So what tricks do you use to make things look perfect? Or are you saying, of course they're the exact same as they are in the ads?
You know, the strange thing with McDonald's is they're incredibly strict. If McDonald's have 11 grams of lettuce in their burger, when you showcase that burger, it can only contain 11 grams of lettuce. Now, that lettuce might be all at the front of the burger image, but it can only have 11 grams in it. Good advertising, you have to be very particular. It's, you can have more artistic license when it comes to things like movies.
Yeah, and what about like mashed potato instead of ice cream and shaving cream instead of whipped cream? That never happens, does it?
Do you know, I've been doing this for 25 years. I've never actually seen mashed potatoes being used for ice cream. Now, in saying that, there is a formula for fake ice cream and it looks better than real ice cream. And I do use that.
Well, then, when you're hired for a movie or a TV show, are you generally given a clear brief about what they need, or can you go a bit mad and let your imagination run riot?
It's a combination of both. You'd have a meeting to discuss in advance, you know, the art department, the set dressers, the production design, the directors. And you come up, we all come up with ideas and visual references and create a mood board beforehand. And probably that's where our imagination does go a bit wild, and then we calm it down the day beforehand or whatever. They know exactly what they're going to be getting.
Yeah.
So and would you can't go mad at that.
But the day beforehand also, would you spend a lot of time literally doing homework? I mean, at home, experimenting at home to get something right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I remember once I had to do this enormous jelly with prawns suspended in it. And so I remember creating something like what my mother used to make when she was making jelly, an upside down stool, and put the jelly mold in and suspended the prawns by wires so that they wouldn't break through the jelly, and then poured the jelly in four times the strength of what it should be. And it set perfectly, but I wasn't able to put that in the fridge.
Wow, fantastic. Okay, so then, like, you know, would you have a favourite food time period? And by that I mean, when did it look the best?
You know, I love the Victorian time. And maybe it's because I've done so many Victorian movies as well. Because of things like jellies and game pies, and it's so OTT, and the garnishing, and you can do game dishes with feathers coming out. That's at the grand table. And then there's so many different levels as well. I really love the whole Victorian period. It was great.
Okay, I know you're working on something at the moment, but you can't really tell us about it. Is that it?
What are you? Oh, no, it's top secret.
Top secret. Well, you have to sign, everybody signs NDAs, don't they? The non-disclosure agreements.
Yeah.
And you can't say what it is. Yeah. It's the Matt Damon movie anyway, but I mean, okay, so we'll find out about that after it comes out on the big screen, okay? Can we say that?
Absolutely.
Yeah? All right, well, listen, Anne-Marie, good luck with it, and thank you so much for talking to us. It's Anne-Marie Tobin, as in food stylist. Food stylist to the stars. Thanks a million, Anne-Marie. Good luck. Take it easy.
Listen, Dave, it was great chatting to you. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Anne-Marie. Bye.
Bye.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.